I'm also joined now on the line by Elspeth Thompson, who is from David Gray Solicitors. Thank you very much indeed for joining me. Welcome to the programme.
Hello.
Elspeth.
Before we go on, could I just say there is a system for applying for a fees exemption for the court fees. So if you're on a very low income, you can apply for help with the fees. If you go onto the government website, there is a way of getting a reduction in that £550 of the divorce.
And
you have to be on very low income.
I was going to say, so who might qualify? Is that for people who might be on benefits, or could they be working and just on a lower income?
You have to have less than £3,000 in savings and then be on a benefit like JSA, or if you earn less than just over £1,000 a month before tax and national insurance has been taken into account. But if you Googled fees exemption, you'd probably get to the website quite easily. It's an option for people to look at.
Okay, very useful information. And Elspeth, up until a few years ago, about sort of 3 years ago or so, you could get legal aid help for legal fees when you're getting divorced in England and Wales. Just explain what happened and what help you can get now.
Well, before the law came in that brought all the legal aid cuts in, provided you were financially eligible and could show that there was a benefit to you in having legal aid, you would get legal aid to apply for a divorce and deal with the finances and deal with children as well. That was removed in 2012, and now legal aid is only available for certain types of family law. So if you're applying for an injunction to protect yourself against domestic abuse, or if you're looking at child protection or forced marriage, things like that are still automatically in scope and covered by legal aid. For things like divorce, you're only going to be eligible for legal aid if you can demonstrate that you have experienced domestic abuse and the case is to do with the person who caused that to you. And you've got to get quite strict evidence showing that you do qualify as somebody who's experienced domestic abuse.
When you say strict evidence, what do you actually have to be able to demonstrate to get legal aid where there has been domestic abuse?
Yeah, it's unnecessarily and unhelpfully complicated, I'm afraid. You've got to be able to get evidence from somebody independent. You can't just say, this has happened to me, please can I have legal aid. So you've got to be able to get a letter from your GP or some other health practitioner saying that I have a record that this person has experienced abuse from that person this qualifies them. So it's a health professional, could be a social worker who says there's been some assessment that you've been at risk. It could be that you've had an injunction against somebody in the past, or that they've had a conviction or a caution for abusing you. It's that sort of evidence. So it's really a health practitioner, an injunction, or previous criminal involvement. Those are the main ones.
And I don't want to, you know, make a sweeping generalisation here, but does this change the fact that in England and Wales, legal aid is only available for legal fees in limited situations? Has that had an adverse effect on women more than men going through divorce?
There's probably not been enough research done on it for me to be able to answer that scientifically, but a gut reaction is probably yes. Because on the whole, domestic violence and abuse works both ways, but the majority is that it tends to be women who experience it more than men. That's borne out by a lot of research over the years. So it would follow that it's likely that women have been more adversely impacted by the legal aid cuts. Also, women are more likely to be eligible for legal aid in the first place because women tend to have lower incomes than men. So cuts that hit the lower income are more likely to hit women than hit men.
Well, I suppose, again, it is worth pointing out that although there are these changes to legal aid in England and Wales, the changes don't apply to Scotland. Still get legal aid in Scotland and indeed in Northern Ireland for legal fees as long as you meet the criteria. So it's not just a UK-wide change. Well, you're listening to the Women and Money programme. We're part of Share Radio Morning and we're talking about the cost of divorce. In a moment, we'll be finding out actually how you can pay for your divorce.